I'm really pleased to get the win. You're coming away from home to arguably the best expansion team, and taking 2 points back with us is obviously, you know, very positive. I thought there were some pleasing parts of the performance. I thought, you know, for the majority of the game we defended really well, especially our goal line. But we needed to, didn't we? I mean, we coughed the ball up, you know, far too much for my liking, and we just didn't generate any tempo, which is worrying. You know, we spoke all week about how to create tempo, and the referee is going to be, you know, referee's going to referee the game like that, and you know, people are going to go down injured and try and slow the game down. We need to have a look at ourselves and be better, because the game was far too slow, and when the game's slow, it certainly evens out the contest. But I'm not taking anything away from Coventry, because I think they're a decent team, and you know, hopefully they'll pick up a couple more wins, and they're doing it right down here. You know, they've got, you know, a lot of local boys in the team, and they've got a good facility, and I wish them all the best in the future.
Yeah, they certainly competed very well for that first 20 minutes, didn't they? And then you managed to unlock them. Inarguably, the second half of that first period was your best patch of the game. But Ben and I were talking during the game, and do you think there is a problem with generating that intensity against the expansion teams? Or?
Yeah, well, they're always going to try and slow the game down, aren't they, you know, to try and make it, you know, much more even playing field. But, you know, rule number one when you're trying to generate tempo, Andy, is you carry the ball with some vigour. You know, Mickey Learmonth from Brad Nicholson came off the interchange after 20 minutes and certainly carried the ball, you know, as I would expect them to, and they generated much more tempo than the blokes who started the game. And, you know, we had a bit of a chat about that at half-time, and I thought, you know, we improved that facet of the performance in the second half, but still I feel we fell short of our standards. You know, the standards of this club are high, and that's how we're going to progress as a group and progress as a club. And today I just thought, you know, we just fell short of them, you know, by a little bit.
Yeah, Brad Nicholson had an impressive game again today out there for you, generally, didn't he?
He's grown, isn't he, Braddy? You know, he's improving week in, week out. He's you know, he's very keen for feedback, is Brad, and he you know, really impressed with the distance he's travelled this season, and I'm sure there's a lot more potential in him, and, you know, we'll see me and the coaching staff helping him fulfil that.
Yeah, I know you don't like singling players out, but anybody else out there today that you thought particularly outstanding?
Well, I'm not sure about outstanding, but I thought Nev Morrison, you know, showed some energy, which was good. I thought Mickey Learmonth, you know, had a, you know, defensively, you know, fronted up really well for us, and that's about it, I reckon.
Right. You had to make some changes today, obviously, some possibly that you thought the players just needed resting, but certainly some where you players that just weren't available to you. Did that have a bearing on how things went?
No, I don't buy that. You know, we've got a very good squad here. You know, we've got 25 good players, and I brought Adam Dent in today, who hasn't played for a number of weeks, and I thought he was pretty good, actually. I missed him off that list you identified. And, you know, we might need these players. We might need these players, and, you know, come the end of the season, somebody got, we've had an illness this week in the camp, missing Chris and Ben Dent. So, I mean, that could happen again at a later stage. So these players need to be ready to play. And I expect, you know, they are good players. I've got a lot of confidence in them, a lot of belief that they're going to progress into better players than they already are. And I expected a little bit more from them today.
Mm. Johnny Presley today, he flitted in and out of the game, got you an absolutely corking try, the third try in the first half. And he was out of favour last year, but this season generally been playing really, really well for you in that half-back position.
He has, isn't he? You know, there seems to be a concept in rugby league that half-backs need to walk, run around the field shouting at everybody, telling everybody off, and, but to me that's not the case. Johnny just, you know, just gets around his business in a quiet manner, you know, giving people little cues here and there, and just generally organising the team, but everybody has to contribute to that, and he takes instructions on board, and, you know, follows a plan pretty well. And, you know, generally I think his skills improved this year, and, you know, I think this is probably the best I've seen Johnny play. I've known him for, I won't give away his age because everybody thinks he's really young, but I've known him for a number of years, and I'm, you know, pleased that he's progressed in this manner.
Yeah, yeah. Any injuries today during the game?
Jordan Hounds picked up a little bit of a hip complaint, so we pulled him off after, you know, 15 minutes just to take care of him, really, but I don't see it being too much of an issue long term.
Yeah, and you've got Tim Rumford's side up at home next week, Oxford.
Yeah, we, you know, we generally we weren't crash out down in Oxford, if you remember, Andy, and we had one or two words at half time in that performance, and so I'm expecting the boys to displayed to Oxford just how good we are and how fast we can play and how aggressive we can play, because, you know, we weren't at the races, and, you know, we don't want to another team to think, you know, poor of us, so we need to demonstrate to them just how good we are.
Yeah. And will you take the opportunity again to rest one or two players next week, or will it be, will you have the whole sort of selection problem of guys coming back and scratching your head and wondering who to put out
there?
There's
going to be people coming back into the team, certainly after some of the body language energy I saw tonight, today. But, as you know, I want a selection headache, but I want a selection headache for positive reasons.